RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did they switch the venue of the game, Andy? Are we going to Miami next week?
Oh, leave Gronk alone. He was on a roll. Jeez. Next, you're going to tell me he doesn't say the word debut right, and everybody's going to make fun of him for that.
Yo soy fiesta.
I don't want it. We talked about this last night on the Six Rings postgame show. It bears repeating again on the afternoon program. I don't want Gronk to be good at English. That's part of the charm. It's just fun how he gets things like geography, time, and his native language wrong on frequent occasions. But that's, again, part of the charm.
Absolutely.
I don't. My friend, Perry Entlemann.
Oh, Mr. Recovery.
He's the gift that keeps on giving. He's like the Jelly of the Month Club, and you tune in every week. I do wonder sometimes, if you were just a random Vikings fan, do you ever get annoyed that, you turn on Fox and you have to watch Gronk and Edelman F around, and then Brady takes part, and then they toss to the game in which Brady, it's like, all right, I've had enough with the stupid Patriots.
And they're reacting to the Patriots winning an AFC East title
and having
a chance at the number one seed. Yeah, that might bother me a little bit.
Seems kind of annoying. And are they really better than anybody other team's stars? Like, how did all these freaking Patriots end up with all these cushy media jobs?
They're all good because you want to know why? Belichick drafted all these very smart, charming, personable leaders, people that are really articulate, people that have interesting points, people that are good business leaders, people that were 4-year graduates and captains in college. Like,
you think that's true? You think there was a higher percentage of everything you just said with Patriots players as opposed to any other team?
I believe that was actually the case a long time ago. And there, I bet you there'd be more. Mayo could very well, did some media before he, submarined his coaching career. I bet you Hightower would be good at it too, but I think he's also in the Mayo relocation program.
Yeah, I just wonder. Like, there's no linebackers on other teams that are smart and went to a good school and articulate and could be on TV.
Well, the mine has to be to us.
There probably are, but when they hold up their hand, how many rings are on there?
And that's fair.
I think that being the lowest common denominator is also very helpful for them.
That is probably fair. All right, so we don't have a pick six parlay to recap, which means we can't tell you why we went 3-3 or 2-4 or what I thought was going to happen and what actually happened. But we did have a interesting week weekend and sort of a week with the holiday of football to recap. So, Dan Ball, the floor is yours.
Yeah, let's bounce back to what happened on Thursday. You had Cowboys 30, Commanders 23, Vikings 23, Lions 10, but the late game, Andy, Broncos 20 and Chiefs 13. You had a touchdown and a pick on 182 passing yards for Bo Nix. Did the Broncos show you anything in their game against a beleaguered Chiefs group?
I am more afraid of going to Denver than I am of facing the Broncos.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. I have scars that go back decades as a Patriots fan.
I like that take.
I think the Broncos are beatable. I am not impressed with Sean Payton, Bo Nix, and their offense. And yes, their defense is good, but I think the Patriots' offense is good. And if it were just a game, if it didn't involve a mile-high stadium and city and thing and history, I would be all in on the Patriots over the Broncos because I don't think the Broncos are that good, Fitzy. It's funny. We're going to get into this. I'm not a big fan of either number one seed in the NFC or the AFC, but here we are, and it's 1 week to go, and they're the number one seeds.
We're pretty sure who's going to be the number one seed in the AFC at this point. And, yeah, I believe they're fallible as well. NFC could be one of three teams, which is wild still that after 17 weeks of football, we could have three potential one seeds in the NFC. The Broncos, they're, you know what, they're in other years, Andy, they would be a good team. It just happens that in this year of no great teams, the Broncos seem to be the better of those teams. But you know what else that comes with? Being 11-2 in one score games.
Yeah, but that would imply that I think they're really clutch, and I don't know if they're really clutch. I know Bo Nix has done it and has had his comebacks, but then there are times where I'm like, Bo Nix is not that good. Bo Nix is the guy I thought he was coming out. I say that sometimes, and then I see some of the throws he makes, and I'm like, oh, that was a really good throw. Not too many quarterbacks make that throw in that situation. So I'm still torn on him. I really am.
I think he's good.
I was going to say on your thing of I'm not impressed with Sean Payton, Bo Nix, or what they have to bring to the table. I am impressed with Sean Payton that he's getting what he's getting out of Bo Nix. I think there's absolutely a limit to the talent that he brings, and I think that you got the right coach there to try to squeeze it out of him. Saturday slate, the late game.
Wait, can we just put a real quick?
Yeah.
The Lions.
See ya.
The Lions crapped themselves.
Yikes.
Like, and I know Dan Campbell is talking about, like, this feeling and make sure it never happens. That's a horrific loss. And
oh, yeah. Worse than what Buffalo did with five straight AFC East championships and no Super Bowls. The Lions 2 years in a row were everyone's Super Bowl pick. Jared Goff, and here comes insert Andy hating on Jared Goff in 3, 2,
right again.
One. Jared Goff, you want to talk about just absolutely right down your leg at a party in front of everybody. Oh,
that's who he
God.
Is. I'm telling you.
It's time. I'm ready. For a QB change in Detroit.
When the going gets tough, you have Jared Goff, and you'll never be great with Jared Goff as your quarterback. Now, we do also have to throw in whatever we think of Aaron Glenn as the head coach of the Jets. And what we do think of Ben Johnson as the head coach, they did lose both their coordinators. And we thought that was going to expose them, but I didn't think it would be in this fashion. Like, love Max Brosmer, mean it, but you lost to a guy that couldn't throw. Like, they had no passing game, and they still
I think they had 40 yards passing in the game.
Yeah, they set football back a few years.
But the problem was, again, the super boring, cliche-ridden football take in 3, 2, 1, it starts in the trenches. What did Ben Johnson do in the offseason? His first priority as coach of the Bears was not to yell at everybody and say good, better, best. It wasn't to rip off his shirt in front of the, you know, Chicago Bears media crew. It was to rebuild their offensive line. So, fun side note, Joe Tooney is going to the playoffs in each of his first 9 years in the NFL. Like, that was a sneaky, great grab by the Bears to get him, to poach him, trade away from the Kansas City Chiefs. Meanwhile, you lose Ragnow, you lose other defensive offensive linemen. Like, the Lions couldn't block anybody.
It'd be fascinating to see if they can follow an Eagles-type trajectory where you lose both of your coordinators after a great run. You have a dip, and then you find Kellen Moore, and was it Vic Fangio who jumped in at that same time?
Good call,
and
man.
All of a sudden, you get right back to the pinnacle of the NFC and win the Super Bowl. So we'll see what the Lions can do in a very pivotal offseason. But we'll leave that there because on the Saturday slate, Ravens 41, Packers 24, Ravens set up a game with the Pittsburgh Steelers for the AFC North because, Andy Hart, the Steelers scored 6 actual football points against the Cleveland Browns on Sunday and lost a pretty revealing game in your eyes about them.
Not just they scored 6 points, they were first in goal to whatever you thought of the game and what it should have been. You were in position to salvage it. And Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Fame quarterback, Mike Tomlin, Hall of Fame-ish coach maybe with longevity and a Super Bowl ring, couldn't get it done. And Rodgers and that offense looked inept. And I know Denzel Ward was very happy that they kept throwing at him. But it was strange. The finish of that football game was very, very strange. And I said this to you off air, Dan Ball. It's like the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers live off their reputation or their name, image, and likeness. They're not that anymore. He is not the Hall of Fame quarterback anymore, and they're not the greatest organization, never lose, blah, 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 whatever you want to call it anymore. They're living off their reputation at this point.
Yeah, they're kind of the perfect match for each other because Mike Tomlin and the Steelers have been known for just eking their way into being 500 or better for his entire tenure. And Aaron Rodgers is a 500 quarterback. He's not necessarily going to cost you games, but Fitzy, does he have that gear in a potential playoff game if they make it where he can go out and win you a football game at this point? I'm just not sure if he does anymore.
He's got the arm talent, but I don't think he's got the everything else that he needs. And that also includes no Calvin Austin and no DK Metcalf in that game against the Browns. And we all know how much better the Browns are on defense at home versus on the road as well. So you add the lack of receiving talent, you add Aaron Rodgers just kind of not being Aaron Rodgers from 2010 anymore, and you add the Browns making a play. And look what you get. You get a team with victory in their hands, crap in the bed, spit in the bit, and now they have to go home and beat the juggernaut. And that's going to be wild because Derrick Henry, whoa, man, was he a locomotive on Saturday night. Thank the lucky stars John Harbaugh didn't coach that way the week prior when they had an 11-point lead with 12 minutes to go against your New England Patriots.
Did we ever get into the explanation or non-explanation or just babbling at the podium that he did after that?
Mm-mm. Well, end of game, we got rotation and running backs, and you know, hindsight, what are you talking about?
He's one of the best running backs in the history of the game. He ran it down the Patriots' throat previously, and you didn't have him in the game? Forget Fitzy. You said it post-game show. You made the comment, you know, they didn't give the ball to Derrick Henry, and I said, well, to give the ball to a player, he has to be on the field. Otherwise, yeah, you know, that would be weird. And stop talking. Can a coach just say?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Effed up. Put your hand in the air and say, I effed up.
Boy, I overthought that one, guys.
Right,
what
like,
a dummy.
Right, and especially a coach of his stature, Super Bowl rings, like long. Isn't he the second longest tenured coach? Or maybe he's the longest.
One of them's going to go this offseason. Like, it's either Harbaugh or Lamar, and if I'm Ravens ownership, it's a lot harder to find a Lamar than it is a Harbaugh.
Well, I will tell you, I already got the emails from betonwhatever.us.whatever.
I love that site.
Next teams for Lamar Jackson out there. Next team for Joe Burrow out there. There's odds on those types of things already being spread around the internet.
What's I'm dying to know, what's Burrow's next team?
I believe it was the New York Football Giants. Odds leader.
How about the Detroit Lions?
Thank you. Stole the words right out of my mouth, Dan Ball. They would go undefeated.
Undefeated, and they might win 6 Super Bowls in a row with Joe, as long as he doesn't get hurt. But assuming he stays healthy, with that offense, they could have a lot of fun.
I got Joe Burrow, man. Yeah, Super Bowl.
There are a couple between them, and I don't know what Matthew Stafford looks like after this season, but if he, say, they win a Super Bowl and he decides to ride off into the sunset, throwing Burrow into a McVay offense, it'd be an interesting conversation, but we'll leave that one there because the other game I wanted to get to before we go to break, the two teams that are squarely in the mix for the Patriots in a couple weeks, Texans 20, Chargers 16. We know the Chargers are sitting Justin Herbert, they're resting some of their starters, but Andy, what did you learn about the Texans and the Chargers, two teams that the Patriots could very well face?
Kind of exactly what I thought. The Texans' offense isn't that good, although Nico Collins scares the hell out of me. Hey, Marcus Jones, I know you think you're the biggest guy on the field, but you see that guy coming? Go low, because that guy will run your ass over. Nico Collins is a man at the wide receiver position.
What about the deep balls from the Iowa State receivers, though? Like, those are sneaky effective.
Yeah, sneaky effective, and then it dried up. Did you see that continue? I didn't see it continue. That was a winnable football game for the Chargers, if only they could block literally anyone, because every play was like, hey, Herbert, run for your life and try to make something happen. And at the end of the play, when you're done running for your life, you're going to get hit, just an FYI, because that's just the way it is. And we'll rest you next week because you're going to be beat up. That was a strange football game all the way around, in which it kind of just magnified everything I knew about both teams.
Funny thing, to me, it actually sort of introduced the mistake-prone element for the Chargers as well, like Gadsden and Quentin Johnson, those guys, like, you know, balls bouncing off people's hands at inopportune times. It also proved that Dicker, the kicker, who was borderline perfect going into that game, like for his career, is a human. He missed an extra point and his first field goal under 40 yards in his career. Inopportune times, thy name is Dicker.
Now he's Jagger the Gagger or something. He needs to change his nickname because he stinks. And one last note on Monday Night Football. After the Christian Arcan show here on WEEI, Rams at Falcons, which you might say, why do I care about that? Well, if you're rooting for Drake May or you have money on Drake May to be the MVP, you're rooting against Matthew Stafford. And you hope the Falcons maybe, I don't know, have a couple strip sacks, a couple pickoff passes, pick sixes, do something to make Matthew Stafford look bad and maybe lose a football game to help Drake May get the MVP award. Nice job, Dan Ball. Appreciate that recap of the week. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, I was going to say we'd listen to Cardi B because she posted something very interesting on her Twitter account. Yes, I now follow Cardi B on Twitter, just part of the job. But then, well, the language started with her, and we won't be airing that on WEEI. But we do need to hear from another wag, Haley Steinfeld. What does she know or think she know about the Patriots in the AFC East? That's up next on Odds and Ends here on WEEI.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent.
High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.